The question from John, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? That is revealing, because John the Baptist asks this question. It isn't just any old somebody, but John the Baptist, who has spent his whole life pointing to Jesus, saying, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And just to review, that pointing to Jesus began even before John was born. There in his mother's womb, when Jesus, in the womb of Mary, came to visit, John leapt for joy that his Savior was there, confessed his faith, and the only way he could, by leaping for joy. So, right from the beginning, pointing to Jesus. And then, now the setting is, he is in prison. There in the dungeon, arrested by Herod, guards around, darkness gathering in his life. Soon, Herod's stepdaughter will dance for Herod. And Herod, being pleased, will offer her whatever she wants, and she will demand... next slide. The head of John the Baptist on a silver platter. John is facing martyrdom, being beheaded for the name of Jesus. So we can go back to the previous slide now. I thought you'd like to know why the third candle on the wreath is not blue. You go back quite a ways and it would be more red than pink. And the reason is for the blood of the martyr. So John is there. He's in prison and he's asking a question. He needs to ask a question of Jesus. Are you the one? Why does John need to ask? He's been pointing to Jesus his whole life. But John is just like us. A human being. Struggling with the old sinful nature, and included in that is struggles with doubts, struggles with questions. And where do you ask the question about your soul, about what is right, what is true? Where do you ask the question about the kingdom of God? And John does the right thing. He asks it of Jesus, because Jesus is the one who can answer with the word of God. And answering with the word of God, he can strengthen John's faith. And there we're right into the Old Testament. Strengthen the weak knees. And Jesus gives an answer. And the answer includes a list from the Old Testament lesson. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them. That's his answer to John. It is the word of God. And not for the first time, certainly not for the last. As Lutherans, we have a means of grace theology. We believe that where God comes to us with his means of grace, he has set down certain things that he will use to strengthen our faith. And right in the center of all of that means of grace is his word. So when God speaks his word into our hearts, into our souls, what happens is that he kindles or rekindles or strengthens that faith within us. And the good Lord knows that there are plenty of times that we need for that strengthening to happen. And so that word of God coming to us, the pattern of the scriptures spoken to us and hearing the scriptures and having our service being based on simply the word of God back and forth between us. What we are actually doing here on Sundays and on Saturday evenings by speaking the word of God to each other, We are speaking that word of God that gives and strengthens faith into each other's souls. That's the work of God that we are doing for each other. Speaking that word of God so that we can strengthen each other, so that we can hold on in faith and believe and take those words and promises of Jesus and have them and grab a hold of them and cling to them for each day that comes along. John the Baptist needed that as well. Being a sinful human being, he faced the questions, he faced the doubts, and certainly there in Herod's dungeon waiting for death was a time to ask. But not only that, are you the one who is to come? Is an invitation to Jesus. And essentially he's saying, Lord Jesus, I need to hear you speaking your words to me one more time. I need that. And Jesus does. He responds with the word of God. And so John's faith is strengthened and he is restored in the words and promises of God and ready to continue on and to keep on pointing to Jesus and saying, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But it's not just John the Baptist. It's us. It's you. It's me. We face the same questions in our lives. We need the same word of God. We need the same Lord Jesus speaking his words and promises to us. We need for him to bring the kingdom of God into our world. Or, say it a completely different way, it's not so much that we need the kingdom of God to come into the world, we need the kingdom of God to come to us. As Luther teaches in second petition of the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come. We pray in this petition that the kingdom of God would come to us. I need for his word to be in my soul. And even more than having the mighty acts of God happening in the world, I need for the acts of God to be happening within me. Because I know that without God's word, without him active in my life, I wander off, I go astray. My faith tails off. The word of God grows cold within me without his word coming to me over and over and over again. I need those means of grace to be in my life. So, let's see, Isaiah says it one way, oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, asking to see the mighty acts of God in the world. But hold on. It's a very strange way of rending the heavens and coming down for Jesus to step into this world being born in a stable laid in a manger, isn't it? And where the whole world looks for mighty acts, God knows that what we need is that gentle work within the soul. So Isaiah says it one way, Jeremiah says it another. A word from God to us. I will put my word within them and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God and they will be my people. Now that's what we need. God coming into this world. God being our Emmanuel, our God with us and for us. God being within the soul. God being here with us. Through his word, through the power of his word, changing and transforming us. So that is really John's prayer, John's question, and Jesus gives the answer. But again, wait a minute. Jesus doesn't just give the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus doesn't just bring the light. Jesus is the light. Jesus doesn't just give life. Jesus is the life. And here's the key. You can have all kinds of things in this life. You can lose all kinds of things in this life. But if there is that connection with Jesus, if your life is bound together with His, if He has bound His life together with yours, then where He is heading is your destination. The empty tomb, eternal life, the glory of heaven, and all the joy of God. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He is our light. He is our salvation. Just like He was for John the Baptist, so He is for us. The answer to all questions, to all distress, to all doubt, to all falling away, to all weakness. He is our strength. He is our life. He is our answer. He is our light. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.